G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Another two G20 working groups had meetings this Wednesday and Thursday. The Development Working Group and the International Finance Architecture Working Group, both led by Brazil. The group on development, which is linked to the Sherpa track, led by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, presented Brazil's priorities which will guide the work during the Brazilian presidency of the G20. Discussions throughout the year will be led by the debate on social inclusion and the reduction of inequalities, access to basic sanitation, and trilateral cooperation in order to generate more proximity between the decisions on public policies and the sources of financing. Ambassador Mauricio Lirio, coordinator of the Sherpa Track, stated that the Brazilian presidency seeks to foster an inclusive approach to development. The Sherpa highlighted that trilateral cooperation among the countries is one of the central issues.
O G20 tem muitos países ricos, tem também países em desenvolvimento grandes como o Brasil.
He said that there are many wealthy countries among the G20 members. There are also large developing countries such as Brazil. These countries must join efforts to cooperate with the poorer countries that are not part of the G20. He explained that it is a trilateral relation because it involves three parts: countries which have the resources, countries with experience in social programs, and countries that can benefit from this cooperation between rich countries and developing countries. These are the priorities of the group. The diplomat and coordinator of the Development Working Group, Celeste Badaró, presented a summary of the meeting. She reported that the participating countries had a positive response to the Brazilian proposals. Celeste stressed that the countries are also in favor of guaranteeing the access to water and sanitation to the population.
Só 8 países no mundo, todos eles países.
She reports that only 8 countries in the world, all of them wealthy countries, currently have universal access to potable water and safe basic sanitation. This means that many of the G20 countries still need to advance in this agenda. Felipe Antunes, coordinator of the International Finance Architecture Working Group, also presented a report on the meeting. He informed that the goals of the group are to discuss the role of development banks, the sovereign debts of developing countries, financial security, and international capital flow.
Essas prioridades se conectam claramente com as prioridades da presidência.
He evaluated that these priorities are clearly connected to the priorities from the presidency. We're talking about providing the means to combat hunger, poverty, and inequality, and to conduct the reforms in global governance in a concrete way. The meetings were held through video conference. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.